Welcome back to another Path to the Draft podcast on 49ers.com. It's senior reporter Taylor Price joined by a special guest. We have Matt Miller of BleacherReport.com. You can follow him on Twitter at NFL Draft Scout. Matt, we caught up with you a couple weeks ago to talk about the Senior Bowl, and now it's another big moment in the offseason for these draft prospects. It's time for the Combine. And when you think about the Combine, it's always a great opportunity for players to work out and show the true athleticism that they can bring to the NFL. And you look at players on the 49ers, whether it's Vernon Davis or Colin Kaepernick, they really stood out with what they did at the Combine, and it had to have a big impact on their draft status. So when you look at the 2014 class, tell me a couple players who really stand to gain in the draft boards with what they're able to do in the workouts in Indianapolis.
Well, Taylor, I think the guy that jumps off the page most is obviously Jadeveon Clowney. He'll be one of the most impressive players at the Combine, and it's great that he's kind of already come out and said he's going to run the 40-yard dash, he's going to do all the workouts, and I expect him to run in the high 4.4s, which is incredible for a guy who will probably weigh 270 to 275 pounds. Just incredible athletic ability, and will remind Niner fans a lot of Alden Smith, I think, with his numbers. A couple guys who maybe aren't as obvious, Lake Seastrunk, a running back from Baylor, a kid who played at Oregon for a few years and then transferred. He could be one of the faster running backs at the Combine, just has great quickness and agility. I think he'll show off well in drills also, you know, asking him to change direction, do things like that. And then on the defensive line, a guy who could play as a 5 technique and a 3-4 scheme, coming out of Minnesota, Rashid Hageman, a huge guy, 6'6", 315, incredibly strong, though. A guy who can dunk a basketball and has great agility, great overall athleticism. I think he'll show up very well, not only in the 40-yard dash, but also in things like the three-cone drill and the 10-yard split.
Hageman's a guy that's been pointed out as a 49er possibility at pick number 30, but you know, before we get into some of those guys that who could be there at number 30, The chance to get to know these players in the interview process, you know, the players are meeting with the coaches and the personnel behind the scenes, but they're also coming out to the media, and there's a huge circus of players. I remember Manti Te'o, Cam Newton, Tim Tebow. Over the years, there's been so many big media scenes where just, you know, reporters from all over the country are trying to get to know these players. And when you think about the personality of this draft class, you know, who are some of the guys that you just really want to hear from and maybe ask a couple questions and get to know them on a different level?
I think Johnny Manziel is the big one that everyone's going to want to talk to. But as you mentioned, there's going to be kind of a media firestorm to get access to him. And it's always, to me, it's better that you have these small round tables where maybe the guys that not everyone's in love with, they don't get the big podium. But, you know, I would love to talk to Devontae Adams coming out of Fresno State, a redshirt sophomore, you know, getting in there and finding out, you know, what he knows in terms of route tree, you know, his football IQ. What was it like to play with Derek Carr? How does that Fresno State system, you know, how is that going to help him acclimate to the next level? Or a small school guy like Pierre Desir from Lindenwood, you know, what types of coverages did you run in college? What are you comfortable with? Are you a press man corner because he's 6'1", 200 pounds, or, you know, do you see yourself playing better in a zone? Just questions like that that you can't ask in a big, huge press conference that we're going to see with Johnny Manziel and Teddy Bridgewater and guys like that. Sometimes those smaller situations are best for a guy like myself who's really trying to learn more about the player.
And another big part of this process is the, you know, throwing for a quarterback or participating in the drills you mentioned with Clowney looking to do everything. And with the 49ers, there's no guarantee at backup quarterback behind Kaepernick. So I'm curious, maybe some names out there that you think could fit. And also, just to add to that, Are you a big believer in throwing at the combine is a big, you know, detriment if you don't do it, or do you think that the pro day workouts and the game tape is really what everyone's going to remember about the quarterbacks?
I think the game film is most important, especially from an NFL team perspective. You know, those of us in the media, it always hurts when a player doesn't throw. It's one less thing to write about. But I also want to see a kid who is willing and able to compete against his peers, and I think that's important at quarterback. You want a guy who believes he's the best and has nothing to hide, and is willing to show that on a big stage, you know. And like I told several people this week, if Andrew Luck can throw at the combine, being one of the greatest draft prospects most of us have ever seen, then everyone else should be able to throw there too. So it's disappointing for sure. Looking at it on a level, he could be a good number two for San Francisco. I think Taj Boyd from Clemson is a guy who will be in Indianapolis. It would be a good fit for them. He showed some running ability. has the downfield arm, needs to work a bit on his mechanics, and especially ball placement on underneath routes. But he definitely has the kind of the physical attributes that would seem to fit well with what the 49ers have done. You know, they have Colin Kaepernick, who obviously is a runner that kind of tended toward more athletic guys. I think Jordan Lynch from Northern Illinois is someone to keep an eye on as a late-round, seventh-round guy, maybe priority free agent. But I'll definitely be interested to see him throw kind of in a stripped-down setting like the combine. Connor Shaw from South Carolina fits into that same mold, too. A good athlete, a guy who can run the ball when asked. But wasn't the most prolific passer in college. Those are a couple guys I'll be keeping an eye on, though.
We're joined by Matt Miller of BleacherReport.com. Follow him on Twitter, at NFL Draft Scout. And Matt, when you talked about Andrew Luck, I immediately thought of Kaepernick and how he was eager to move up the quarterback rankings in his 2011 draft class, and he did everything. And that sort of willingness to compete is a big part of Jim Harbaugh's program with the 49ers. Looking for players who will compete in any circumstance, never wanting to back down from anything. So, you know, when you look at this year's class, prospects, guys who you think could match with what Harbaugh's looking to do. We talked about Allen Robinson last time, the Penn State wide receiver, but have you maybe changed your thought up on some guys at the combine that could potentially be a Jim Harbaugh blue-collar football player at pick number 30 in this year's draft?
Well, I'm still a big fan of Allen Robinson there. You're looking at the team's needs. I think we're also going to look at cornerback as a big possibility. The Bradley Roby from Ohio State definitely stands out to me as a guy who could be a fit there, a physical corner. Depending on what happens to free agency, but I think that could be another position they go. And you know, Marcus Robeson, from Florida is another guy who would seem to fit that mold. A big guy, but athletic, to be physical in coverage. Again, depending on what the team does once free agency kicks off March 11th, I do think, you know, with Terrell Brown being a corner, with the age of Carlos Rogers, you have to start looking at some of these younger guys. And you want that blue-collar, you know, tough, kind of hard-nosed football player. Both those guys fit that mold for sure.
Matt, thanks so much for joining us. And if you mind, tell our fans where they can follow your work this week. Do you have any mock drafts coming up, or are you planning to save that after your impressions from the combine?
Yeah, right after the combine, I'll have a big 7-round mock draft, actually, and that'll be featured across BleacherReport.com, and I'll be tweeting out links from my account at NFL Draft Scout, and then also I'll have an updated top 300 big board. So a lot will happen in the 2 days right after the combine, but for the next week, I'll just kind of be sitting back, observing, and trying to you know, get a handle on these 300-plus kids who will be working out in Indianapolis.
Well, as it stands right now, the 49ers have 11 draft picks. You get some compensatory picks, and it looks like Trent Baalke and his staff are going to be really busy on draft day. So we're all going to be locked into Bleacher Report, checking out everything you do. Really appreciate your time, and look forward to catching up with you down the road on the Path to the Draft podcast here on 49ers.com. Thanks so much, Matt.
Yeah, you bet. Thank you.